Okay, so really, we've been giving a share on this slot Monday night on Likut Imran. We did a little Kut Alachas, so I felt that maybe it's Kedai prior to Lag BaOmer to give a share connected to Lag BaOmer, but really connected to Reb Nachman as well, and really to try to find some parallel between the two of them, which is very, very obvious. And it's not my own chiddush, but we talked about Shpiyim and Breslov as well. I'll say this as a Pashta Zach, that there's a strong connection between Reb Shimon and Reb Nachman, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you see this Pashta on a Gashmiyastika Eifin. Over the past few years, over the past 3 to 5 years, the menias that there have been to get both to Uman and to Meron have been unparalleled to any other place. There hasn't been things like that to any other place, and they're not connected to each other, which means that the physical menias that are there, the external menias that are there, are not there in a way that's connected one to the other. One of them in Meron, it has to do with the tragedy that happened with the 45 Kedoshim. This year, it has to do with the war in Eretz Yisrael. And in Uman, it has to do with the war in Ukraine, and it has to do with COVID. And just, it's a pella that this year, you know, Mr. Shem, things should turn around, the Mehera, and Mr. Mashiach should come and be able to be mamtik, everything that's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. But on a gashmistika level, what's taking place right now, Derech HaTeva, is that both of these places are shut down. You can't fly directly into Ukraine. It's difficult to get to. It takes many hours to get to. And Meron also, they're saying this year, Lag BaOmer, it's also going to be a very, very minimal. It's like 10 people, 20 people, very, very minimal amount of people. I think even less than COVID. Very, very small groups of people. And it's clear that Pashat, if you look at it, even with Enei HaTeva, even if you look at it in a physical way, even if you look at a Pasha and a Gashmiyistik way, it's very clear that there's a correlation between the two of them. And it's very clear not just that these two things are connected, but that these two tzaddikim are necessary for our dar, and necessary mamash for Tavshin Pei Dalad, and Tavshin Pei Gimel, and Tavshin Pei Beis, and they're necessary befrafa our dar, and the Melo is a tremendous kayach from the Sitra Achra to fight against these tzaddikim in a way that you don't find about the tzaddikim. It's a pella, the fact that there's a war, Russia against Ukraine. I don't think anybody could have, you know, imagined or predicted that would happen. You know, countries fighting against each other in a massive way for no specific reason. There's nothing that caused that Muhammad, that fight to take place, but just this Muhammad taking place, something which has been going on for, you know, a long amount of time, a lot longer than anybody could have thought. And it's very, very clear that the Sitra Achra is fighting the ability to be able to get to these two tzaddikim easily. The shaila is, what's the connection between the two? Why dafka these tzaddikim? What is the Sitra Acha? What is the Eitz Sahara? What does the Malach HaMavis have against these two tzaddikim? They're trying to hold us back from ever any sheikhs. What's the connection between Reb Nachman and Reb Shimon? We know also that Reb Nachman is connected to the Sphere of Netzach. We know that we're holding it now in the week of Tferes. Reb Nachman is connected to the Sphere of Netzach. Reb Nachman said about himself, Netzachti Vanatzach. Netzachti Vanatzach means that Reb Nachman held that he was connected to the Sphere of Netzach. Most Rebbes, when they get the Aliyah, they get the Aliyah by Shishi. Shishi is Midas HaYisayid. That's the Midah of the Tzaddik. The average Rebbe takes the Aliyah by Shishi. Reb Nachman used to get Revi, not Shishi. Why? Because Revi is the fourth Sphira. The fourth Sphira is Netzach. Nachman held himself to be connected to the Midah of Netzach. Netzach Tiva Netzach. And Memela, the Sphira that Reb Nachman felt connected to is the fourth Sphira, coming from the lower seven. Memela, the Aliyah that Reb Nachman took was not Midah Seisei, the sixth Aliyah. Rather, it was the fourth Aliyah. Reb Shimon is connected to the Sphira of Hoyd. Right, the night of Lag BaOmer is always Hayit Shebahayit. Hayit Shebahayit is the Giloy of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is connected to Aaron HaKayin. So Reb Shimon, Bar Yechai, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. We compare Reb Shimon to the Indian of the Kayin Gadol, which is connected to the sphere of Hayit, Aaron HaKayin. Reb Shimon is Hayit Shebahayit. And Reb Nachman is Netzach Shebanetzach, Netzach Tivanetzach. Netzach and Hayit are what the Zohar HaKadosh calls the two legs. The two legs are things that are necessary to go with each other, which means the two arms, which are Chesed and Gvura. You could technically have Chalila, a person could have one arm without the other, and a person could still function properly, a person could still use that arm as, you know, as necessary. They don't have the other arm, it's going to make it difficult, but they could still use that arm. When it comes to the legs, dafka, the two legs are connected, and Mimela, if a person, Chalila, has lost a leg, it's impossible for them to function, for them to be able to walk on one leg. They need crutches, they need a prosthetic, they can't walk on that one leg. Which means that Svarma Gadesh Magala, that the Sphira of Netzach and the Sphira of Hayid, which are the right leg and the left leg, are connected to each other in a very, very deep way, and they're reliant on each other. They need each other, which means if Reb Nachman's connected to the sphere of Netzach, and Reb Shimon's connected to the sphere of Hayid, and they represent the two legs, there has to be a kesher between the two of them. And it also means, like we said before, that they're connected to our dar. Our dar is called the Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Ekev, all the way in the bottom. And these two tzaddikim represent Netzach and Hayid, which represent the bottom, which represent the two legs. And therefore, these two tzaddikim have to have a sheikhas to each other, and have to have a sheikhas to our dar. The shaila is, again, what's this kesher? Va'oid, Svarma Magala, that if you take Rabbeinu Nachman ben Simcha, which is Nachman's father's name, and if you take Rabbeinu Shimon ben Yochai, it's exact same gematria. Ben Shimon ben Yochai, ben Nachman Simcha is exactly gematria, no koil, exactly to the number, exactly the same gematria. So again, The name is Shmak HaGarim, and this we'll talk about a little bit, Shmak HaGarim. The name represents the essence of the person. If they have the gematria, is exact same, them and their father's name, there's obviously a kesher between Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Nachman Tzimcha, Rav Nachman Feiga, the kesher between these two tzaddikim. Va'oid, this is maybe the biggest part that we have, the psicha for all of Likutei Moran. Now we know from the Svar Magid Oshim that the psicha to a sefer is megala what the sefer is all about. The first mishnah is megala what the whole masechta is about. The first line in the mishnah is megala what that first mishnah, which is the whole masechta. The first psicha is always able to megala what the whole sefer is about. The psicha to Likutei Moran, before Rav Nachman starts, Tera Aleph, Rav Nassan put over here a Tera that Rav Nachman said about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai hiftiach shaloi tishtakach Tera me Yisrael al yadoi. The Gemara in Shabbos, which says that kashenichnesu Chachamim the Kerem B'Yavne. The Chachamim came into Kerem B'Yavne. The Chachamim said a Sida Torah should tishtakach me Yisrael. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said Chas v'Shalom hiftiach shaloi tishtakach Tera me Yisrael al yadoi. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said Tera is not going to be forgotten. Kiloi tishtakach me pizare. And that's why if you look, the Rav Nachman is the one that was megala this. If you look by when you go into Meron, you'll see that it says two psukim over there. It says ki lois yishakach mepizare, which Rav Nachman's megala that the seifa tevis of those words ki lois yishakach mepizare is oisis yechai, which is Reb Shimon's father, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon's the son of Yochai. Ki lois yishakach mepizare. It's not going to be forgotten from the child, from the children, which in simple translation means call Yisrael, but mepizare also means that the one that's going to make sure the Torah is not going to be forgotten is going to be the child of Yochai, which is Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Ki lois yishakach mepizare. And the other pasuk that you'll see over there, which is also comes in this, also, but the Nebuchadnezzar's chaloim that he had, which is in Sefer Daniel, also another pasuk in Tanakh, also connected to Reb Shimon, and also written as you're entering into the Ma'arah. Probably the most famous part of the Ma'arah of Reb Shimon is that arch, which says, you know, Kilois Yishakach Mepizara in one part. Then in the bottom part, it says, Ir V'Kadosh Min Shmaya Nachas. Ir V'Kadosh means a malach. Ir V'Kadosh, a holy malach. When Shmaya Nachas came down, it's part of Daniel's Gilui, part of Daniel's Chaloim. I'm sorry, of Nebuchadnezzar's Chaloim that he told over to Daniel. It said, Ir V'Kadosh Min Shmaya Nachas. And Reb Nachman was Megala, Ir V'Kadosh Min Shmaya Nachas is Rosh Hateva Shimon. Those two things, Shimon and Yochai, is Ir V'Kadosh and Shmaya Nachas, Kilois Yishakach Mepizara. So again, this is Machlokes that takes place between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Chachamim say, Yesidish Torah Shet Tishakach Meyisrael. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Chas V'Shalom, Torah is not going to be Mishtakach. And Reb Nachman's Megala, that it's not, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't just saying it's not going to be forgotten, but Fakir, he was being Maftiach. If Tiach El Yodai, he was Maftiach that he's going to make sure the Torah is not going to be forgotten. And Memela, in that pasuk of, Kiloisi Shakach Mepizaroi is the Isis Yechai and Ir V'Kadosh and Shmaya Nachas, which is that malach that's coming down from Shemayim to reveal that Ar, the Ar of Reb Shimon, is Reb Shimon himself. And Memela, Ir V'Kadosh and Shmaya Nachas. So again, if the Hagidama to all of Likutei Moran is this machloikis that takes place between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Reb Nachman's Megala, this as the Hagidama, Reb Nassim put it over here, Reb Nachman's Megala, that this is the Hagidama of Likutei Moran, it's like Korcha, the whole sefer Likutei Moran has to be connected to the sefer of Zohar HaKadosh. And Reb Nachman over here writes what the Zohar HaKadosh very famously says, that the Zohar says, "Sefer Zaki b'Zohar Da," that with the sefer of Zohar, Yifka Nandam Galusa, Klal Yisrael is going to get out of Galus. And Nachman said the Kamat the same Zach about his sefer. Nachman said that the beginning, the Gilui of his sefer and the learning of his sefer, Nachman said it's called Eschalta de Geula. So if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said about the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh is going to be the sefer that's going to get us out of Golos, and Reb Nachman said about his sefer, Likutei Moran, that it's called the Schalta de Geula, so obviously, again, there's a kesher between these two tzaddikim, the tzaddik of Shimon Bar Yochai and the tzaddik of Nachman. The shaila is what the kesher is. Obviously, again, the gematria, the places, the kesher between them, what's the kesher between them? Va'id, we find that Reb Nachman obviously pushed that the Olam Shemeka Kibbutz in Uman, in Rosh Hashanah, that was Sai B'chayev, and Sai afterwards, Reb Nassim pushes very strongly the Shemeka Kibbutz in Uman in his life. When it was impossible to get into Ukraine, and nobody was able to get in because of the communists, there was an iron curtain and everything was shut down, the place that the Bresh of the Chassidim made the Kibbutz was in Meron. Avram Sternhartz, who was an inical from Rav Nassim, he went to Meron. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Meron, and he said, this is weird. It was revealed to him that this is the place that they should make the kibbutz. That even though they can make it in Yerushalayim, L'chai Yerushalayim is on a greater set, he said, Faker, this is the makim, this is the ikker place they had to make a kibbutz. So it was a kibbutz in Yerushalayim. Also, that's where he held, and that's for many, many years, and it still is. A lot of Bresh V'chassidim that go to Meron, the ones that don't go to Uman, he said, this is the place. So again, there's a kesher between Meron and Uman. There's a kesher between Reb Shimon and Reb Nachman, and the shaila is what the kesher is. But Oid, and maybe we'll end with this, just, you know, to talk about, and then we'll talk, you know, what the kesher looks like. But for Oid, we find that Reb Nachman said the following thing. Nachman says, Achai Maran, Shemati b'shmoy she'amar, this is Reb Nassim saying over in the name of Reb Nachman, she'amar min Reb Shimon bar Yochai she'yechidish, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was a chidish, k'meforsim ha'yi ba'ayla, k'meforsim, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was a massive chidish, he brought down Zohar HaKadosh, ha'ya oylam shakeit, the world was silent. Ad Arizal, Ad Arizal. Haynu Shemer Shimon Bayechai Ad Arizal Lo Yinizgalu Chadoshes Kamoishan Izgalu Ider Shimon Bayechai. There were Givuyim that took place, but that type of Chiddush that came down from Reb Shimon Bayechai, there were no Chiddushim like that from the time of Reb Shimon all the way in time of the Arizal. Ad Shaba Arizal Shu Chiddush Kamaforsam. He was also Machadish. Vugivu Chadoshes Dagamir Shaloi Nimtzim Ishi Galu Chadoshes Keelu Ad Arizal. From Reb Shimon to the Arizal, Nachman says the world is quiet. There was no massive chedushim. There was no revolutions that were taking place from Reb Shimon all the way until the Arizal. Umina Arizal, out of Baal Shem Tiv. From that Arizal till the Baal Shem Tiv. Zechanu Levrachai Gamkein. Ha'olam Shaka B'Lei Chedush. The world was also silent without any revolution. Ad Shaba Baal Shem Tiv Zechanu Levracha. Shu Chedush Nifla. V'Gila Chadoshes. The Baal Shem Tiv came along. The Baal Shem Tiv was Magala, not just a deeper understanding of the Arizal, but a brand new Chiddush. Something brand new that wasn't around before. It was a revolutionary way of serving the Rabbanu Shlalom, which is obviously built on the Arizal, built on Reb Shimon, and built on Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was a Chiddush that took place that there was no Chiddush like that from the time of the Ari all the way until the Baal Shem Tiv. Zakter Reb Nachman, umin the Baal Shem Tiv ad ata, hayigam kena elav shaket. From the Baal Shem Tiv till now, not a long amount of time, he's an enikol from the Baal Shem Tiv. Reb Nachman Mefegim and Udol Ben Yisrael Baal Shem. He's the enikol from the Baal Shem. From the Baal Shem until now, until the time of Reb Shem, until the time of Reb Nachman, gam kena olam shaka b'alei chedesh. There's also no chedushim. But your olam esnaig rakopi es galus shegila Baal Shem Tiv zechon lebracha. The world was continuing to live based on the giluyim of the Baal Shem Tiv. Ad zokt Reb Nachman ad hina at shabasi anoichi until I came along and I revealed. I'm the fifth chedesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first chedesh. After that, you have Reb Shimon. After Reb Shimon, you have the Arizal. After the Arizal, you have the Baal Shem Tiv. Zakhtar Nachman, I'm the fifth part. The fifth chelik, which is called the Heyechida Adoris, they call it on Breslov. Reb Nachman said, I was the Hemshech of everything, which means that Reb Nachman is clearly connected to the world of Reb Shimon, which is connected to the world of Arizal and the Baal Shem Tiv. And then Reb Nachman is the fifth chedesh that comes in that place after Moshe, after Reb Shimon, after the Arizal, after the Baal Shem Tiv, Reb Nachman's the new Chiddush that comes place. Reb Nachman said about himself that Chiddush Kamoini Me'ulam Le'Hoysa, there was never a Chiddush like him. So he revealed that Reb Shimon was a Chiddush. Reb Shimon was a massive Chiddush from Reb Moshe Rabbeinu to Reb Shimon, there was no Chiddush. And Reb Nachman was also a Chiddush. Reb Nachman was a Hemshech of this Chiddush. Again, it's a revolution, but it's built on the revolution of the Baal Shem Tiv, of the Arizal, of Reb Shimon, of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a Chiddush that took place. So again, you see clearly that there's a strong connection between Meron and Uman, between Reb Shimon and Reb Nachman, between the Chiddush of Reb Shimon and the Chiddush of Reb Nachman. And the shaila is, what is this Chiddush? And how is it shaykh to the Inyan of Lag BaOmer? What's the kasha between these two? Va'oid, in that Gemara and Shabbos that we mentioned before, which is this machloikis that takes place, that nechnesu chachamim, the Karen B'Yavna, very fascinating Gemara. The chachamim come into Karen B'Yavna, and they say, see the Torah, the Shachachachim Yisrael, Torah is going to be forgotten. The group from Pasuk, the Gemara goes on, there's Mayruch over there, what the Pasuk is, they say, Torah is going to be forgotten. Shimon says, Torah is not going to be forgotten. How does Reb Shimon know Torah is not going to be forgotten? Right? He lays the Shachachim, he has a Pasuk, they have a Pasuk. Right? There's a machloikis, they think that Torah is going to be done. That the world's gonna lose Torah. The world loses Torah. The world ceases to exist. Right? Yom Hashishi. The world needs Torah in order to be able to exist. Without Torah, the world can't exist. If the world, if Klai Yisrael would not be makabel the Torah, the world would have gone back in a second to Toyev Avayu Shamtek for Aschem. So the Chacham and Taka thought the Torah is gonna be forgotten. If Shem Bar Yochai Taka thought the Torah is not gonna be forgotten. What bechlal is the machleik is taking place? When we understand what the machleik is taking place is, we understand what Reb Shimon's chiddush that the Chachamim weren't magala is. We'll be able to understand what Reb Nachman did that was a hemshech and a chiddush to what Reb Shimon did. We mentioned before, we learned last month, we learned the Torah Tinyana, which is Torah Yudbeis, and Tinyana, which is the Torah of Ayi. Reb Nachman over there is Megala, very, very deep side. Nachman's Megala, that when a person falls into the Mekayim HaSamah Tunafis, when a person falls to which has a tremendous Yirida, and a person falls to the place which is totally, totally dark, the place which he called Batei Avodah Zarah, Batei Znus, a person falls to the place which is Mekayim HaSamah Tunafis, a place that's devoid on an external level of any godliness. And that place, it's the Rabban Hashem is Kvoidei La'achalei Etin, the Pasuk says. The Rabban Hashem's Kavod doesn't come to the place. Even though Malaych HaLaretz Kvoidei, There's a place which seemingly is void of the Rabbanu Shalom, and that's the Batei Avodah Zarah, that's the Bekaimus HaMetunafais, those places that are totally impure, that are fighting any revelation of the Rabbanu Shalom, those are places which Reb Nachman says is Kvoidei La'acher, the Pasuk says, Kvoidei La'acher, Loi Atim. That's on a simple level, but Reb Nachman's Megala, and that Torah, which we spent a while learning, that when a person falls to those places, a person finds himself in Mekaimus HaMetunafais, a person finds himself in the worst, darkest, lowest places possible. In a place where if you look around on an external level, there's everything other than the Rabbanu Shalom there. Everything that's there is screaming out that there is no Rabbanu Shalom. The Kvaydei La'acher Le'etein, Reb Nachman's Magala, that if a Yid in that Makkim searches for the Rabbanu Shalom, and a Yid says one word, a Yid says, Ayeh, which means, Rabban Hashem, where are you? I am a Kaim Kavoide. A Yid says, Rabban Hashem, I believe and I know that even in the place that I am, in the Astara Shabbatai Chastara, even in the Makaim Samatanafis, even in the Batei Avoide Zara, I believe by Amun Shalema that the Rabban Hashem is here also. And a person calls out, I am a Kaim Kavoide, and a person is able to reveal a deeper level of revelation of the Rabban Shalom that wasn't revealed up until then. Up until then, everything that was revealed was the Rabban Shalom revealing himself in an obvious way. You come into a shul, it's obvious the Rabban Shalom is here. You look at nature, it's obvious the Rabban Shalom is there. You look at other places, it's obvious the Rabban Shalom is not there. When you're able to reveal in those Mekayim HaSemet Tanafis, when you can reveal in the Chayshech, the ultimate darkness, that the Rabban Shalom is there also, you just reveal the highest level, which Reb Nachman calls a Maimer Sasim, and it comes from the place of Bereishis. Which means that Rachman's Magala Net Torah, that there's 10 Mamorim, Basar Mamoris Nivra Olam. 9 of the Mamoris have the word Vayomer with it. And the Rebbe said, Vayomer Lakim Yihar, Vayomer Tidasha Aretz. 9 of them have the word Vayomer. And that represents the revealed part of the Rebbe Shem's Kavod. One of them, the first Mimer, Bereishis Nami Mimerhu, the first Mimer doesn't have the word Vayomer. But the word Bereishis, Rachman says, is a revelation of something that's much deeper than the regular 9 Mamorim. The regular 9 Mamorim reveal the Rebbe Shalom in a revealed way, in a simple way, in a way that you can see him. But when you're stuck in that place of darkness, and a person calls out, I am a Kaim Kavoide, a person calls out, Rabban Hashem, where are you? In the place that I'm in, it doesn't have to be a physical place. Like I mentioned, it's a spiritually dark place. A person finds himself totally cut off. A person finds himself in an emotional wreck. A person finds himself unable to deal with life. And a person says, Rabban Hashem, it can't be that you're not here. It can't be that I'm totally by myself. I am a Kaim Kavoide, Rabban Hashem, it has to be that you're here with me. It has to be that Ima Enayich B'Tzara, and I believe that even in the matzav that I'm in, whether it's a spiritual place or a physical place that looks devoid of you, I believe that even in this makkah, even in this place, I believe that you have to be here. I'm a mela. I have the ability to be able to ask, I am a kaim kavaydai. And that makkah, a person is able to reveal the greatest revelation of the Rabban Shalom, which is Bereishis Nami Mayimaru. To reveal the Rabban Shalom in a base medrash is not a chiddush. It's obvious the Rabban Shalom is here. There's an arkadish, the Sefer Torah, there's a bima, the svarim. There's people that are Evdei Hashem, it's obvious. But when a person finds himself in B'dieved, in a matziv, or a person finds himself in a place of darkness, or a dar finds himself in a matziv of darkness, Klal Yisrael is going through tzara, Klal Yisrael is going through a tzara sin simchas tzara, and a person is able to say, Hashem, it can't be that you're not here. That even in the matziv that we're in, even in the tragedy that we're in, whether it's personal or national, even in the matziv that we're in, it has to be that you're here also. And a person in Mela says, I am a kohen kavodai, he's able to reveal the Rabban Shalom and the deepest revelation of the Rabban Shalom in that place, and he's able to reveal a brand new light that wasn't revealed up until then. Up until then, it's Kvayd al-Achle Ate. The Rabban Shalom's light was not in that place, and now you reveal that the Rabban Shalom is even in that place, that even in the place of Acher, even in the place where it's far away and distant from the Rabban Shalom, the Rabban Shalom is over there also. That's what Reb Nachman says in Tinyani Yud Beis, in Torah of Ayin. Again, we spent a long time learning it over here. Reb Nachman's Magal and Lakut Alachas and Hilchas Gvias Chavis HaYesayimim, that what the machlekes between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon bar Yochai is not a machlekes. They're not having a machlekes. Elu ve'elu divrei lekem chayim. The Chachamim are talking about the reality of what the generation is going to look like. And the Chachamim are saying that once Klal Yisrael falls to the Madrega of the Nun Chari Tumah, once Klal Yisrael gets to the place of Ikfas HaDemashicha, once Klal Yisrael gets to the Ikif, to the bottom, to the heel, once Klal Yisrael has such a Yiridus HaDeiris and they're in the door of the Ikfas HaDemashicha, Asid HaTorah Shet, the Shachach Meisrael, Torah is going to be forgotten. Doesn't mean that we're not going to know how to learn Torah anymore. It means the ability to be able to find the Rabban Hashem in the place, the ruchniest place, that Klal Yisrael is going to be in the door of the Ikfas HaDemashicha, is not going to be shaykh anymore. Asid HaTorah Shet Teshtakach. It's going to be forgotten. Forgotten means that it's still there, but you forgot about it. Forgotten means that it doesn't mean that it got, doesn't mean that it disappeared. It's there, but forgotten means Asid HaTorah Shet Teshtakach Me Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to be in such a matziv of slumber, in such a matziv of gullus, that Klal Yisrael is going to forget about the Rabban Hashem. They're going to be in a matziv of such darkness, of such astara, that they're not going to be able to remember the Rabban Hashem. Nachman writes in Torah Samach that the ultimate sign of gullus is sleeping. And that's why we say in Shir HaMalas, when we say on Shabbos, we say, Hayinu Kachalman, right? That when Mashiach comes, Shiva Hashem as Shiva's Tzion, Hayinu Kachalman. When the Banshem returns us back to Tzion, back to Eretz Yisrael, Hayinu Kachalman, we're going to be, it's as if we were dreaming the whole time. Because Golus represents the aspect of a person sleeping. When you're sleeping, you forget about all of those things that are there. When you're sleeping, you forget about the things that are around you. You forget about the things that maybe that are bothering you throughout the day. You forget about the good things that happened to you throughout the day. You forget about all of that. You're living not in the conscious, you're living in the subconscious. Asida Torah Shet Teshakach Me Yisrael doesn't mean Chalila that Chachamim thought that the Torah is going to be forgotten. Avad, the Torah is not going to be forgotten. The Chachamim understood that Torah is going to be there from the beginning of time all the way until the end of time. It has to be there because without Torah, the world can't exist. What the Chachamim said is that Asida Torah on an external level, Klal Yisrael is going to fall to such a low madrega Right, the Reb Chaim writes that, and other Sfarim write this as well, that even though it was only Shaykh for Klal Yisrael to fall to the Mentes Shari Tumah when Klal Yisrael was a Mitzrayim, that was only prior to Kabbalah Satorah. After Kabbalah Satorah, it checked that Klal Yisrael is going to fall to the Nun Shari Tumah, all the way to the Shari Nun, all the way to the lowest place. And that's what the Chachamim meant. Asid Torah Shetishtach Meisrael. The reality of a generation of such a stara, of such a darkness, both physically and spiritually, the reality of falling to that matzav of the Shar Nun is Asid Torah Shetishtach Meisrael. Torah is going to be forgotten from Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to remember anymore the concept of Torah. But what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Magdala is a Chas V'Shalom. The Chas V'Shalom is that Torah is going to be Mishtakech. Ki Lo Yisishokach Mepizari. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Magdala, the Soid of Bereshis Nami Maimrahu. Pnimiyas HaTorah, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Magdala with the Zera Kaddish, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Magdala, the deep side of the fact that on the surface it could look like everything fell apart. And if you dig a little bit deeper, if you're able to call out Aye, if you recognize, like Reb Shimon himself says, the less Aser Panimine, that the Rosh Hashanah is Mamali Kol Alma Mesevav Kol Alma, the Rosh Hashanah fills every part of creation, even those parts that it looks like a Kvaydal Achalei Etein, the Rosh Hashanah fills all those parts of creation. If you're connected to the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, you know that regardless of where I am, the Rosh Hashanah is there. So then Reb Shimon's right. The Chas V'Shalom's Torah is going to be Tishtakach. Yeah, it may look like Torah is going to be forgotten. But all Klal Yisrael needs to do is connect themselves to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, connect themselves to B'hai Sefer with the Zohar Kaddish, Yifkad Adam Galusa. Klal Yisrael is going to go out of Galus because Klal Yisrael is going to recognize that there's a deeper light that could be revealed when you look underneath the surface, when you don't just look at things on a surface level, when you can dig deeper, you're able to reveal the deepest light, the light of Said. And Klal Yisrael is going to be able to reveal Torah HaSaid. Torah HaSaid is that revelation of the Torah that's only revealed from digging deeper. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is able to be Magala a Torah, which is hidden underneath the surface. Right? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Gemara is talking about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai when he ran away to the cave. The Gemara says he didn't have any clothing to wear because his clothing would have gotten worn out. So what he did was he dug himself in the ground. Him and Reb Elazar, they put themselves in the ground, and that was the way they were able to be covered and able to daven and learn. Which means that what? They dug themselves into the ground. Shimon's Magala, that don't look at things on a surface level. You're right, on a surface level, I see the Torah Tishtak Meisol. Eilav Eilu Diver Lekim Chaim. The Chachamim are not arguing with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is not arguing with the Chachamim. Shimon's Maskim. I agree that on an external level, on a physical basic level, Klal Yisrael is going to fall to the Shar Nun, and Klal Yisrael is going to fall to the Astorah, Shabbatai Chastorah. The Matzev Ruchni of Klal Yisrael is going to be so difficult and so challenging. The Torah is not going to be forgotten. Klal Yisrael is going to forget the Rabban Hashem's there. They're going to be in that place, Mekaymis and Matanafis, in the Shar Nun, and everything's going to fall apart. Shimon Bar Yochai said, but then I can reveal a deeper secret. In that Makam, you can reveal that you're able to reveal that level of Aye. And when you call that Aye, when you believe 100% where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, that Kilei Sishakach Mepizare, that Reb Shimon is Megala, that everywhere where a person is, the Rabban Hashem is there, that less Aser Panimine, so I can call out to Rabban Hashem, Aye Makayim Kavayde, where are you? And the I'm able to reveal the Rabban Hashem in that place of Asid HaTorah, Shetishtach Meisol, in the place of the Shar Nun, I can reveal the Rabban Hashem. This is where Nassan writes in Gvi Asay Yisayim. Reb Nassan writes in Echshe Kelim also, just saw this moment last week, that the only way to be able to reveal a light after a person fell apart is only to reveal a very, very deep light. If I want to be able to find the light, I can't just go to the basic level that I was on before. The only way to do it is I have to rise to a level which is much higher than the level that I'm on. And through that, through the Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai, I can reveal that which is hiding underneath the surface. And Melor of Shimon Bar Yochai was Magala, this Inyan of Ayeh. That in a chanami, chitzonius, it's all, everything fell apart, but dig underneath the surface and recognize that in that makim you're in, the Rabban Hashem is there also. Even in that star, Shabbatai Chastara, even in the Shar Nun, even in that place of Asid HaTorah Shetach Meisrael, B'Shem is Magala Eftech Al Yodai. Through him, it's going to make sure. B'Shem is going to reveal the secret of Said, and in that place of Said, you're able to look deeper. You're able to close your eyes and you're able to say, okay, that's all chitzoni, that's all external. But there's something hiding underneath the surface, which is the secret of Ayim Akayim Kavaydei, that the Rabban Hashem is in every single place. This is what he writes over here, and I'm just going to read a drop of his Lashon. In Gviyas Chavis Ayisayim, Halacha Gimel Oisya Tes. He writes, Al Yedei Zezoich Nimtza, Shashem Yisbarach Chamal Aleinu, V'hoireinu Eitzis Merachak, Shegam Batoich Oitzim Hashikcha, that even in the place of forgetting, even in the place of Golos, even in the place where everything fell apart, Afal Pikin Al Yedei Hashikcha Ba'atzmai, Shibachinez Ha'ayish, She'en Yedei Ma'atur M'kvoy Deklal, because of the fact that we forgot and we can't reveal the regular Torah, it's not there anymore. We fell to the place where we can't live and we can't exist with just the regular Nigla that was there before. Afal Pikin Al Yedei Ze Ba'atzmai, through the fact that there's a Shikcha, through the fact that we fell apart, Because we're forced to dig underneath the surface. Because we can't live in the surface level anymore because the surface fell apart. Because the external fell apart. We can't live in that place. That place, the Sharnan, we're forced to dig underneath the surface. And Mela, we're able to reveal a much deeper Torah. All of that is a schus of Shema Bayechai. Shugila Sisriya Torah. The whole Sisriya Torah, Hemechinis Maimar Sassim. All of the Sisriya Torah are that hidden place. That place where it wasn't revealed before. You look at something, and it looks like a pasuk, and Shema Chayiz Megala is a much, much deeper level. There's something taking place much, much deeper underneath the surface. Shu Bereshis, Bechinis Ayin, Shem Kol Raz of Estima Daraisa. He's able to reveal the Sisriya Torah, the thing that's hidden underneath. They're able to reveal. He writes that that's why Reb Shem Bayechai was Megala. Reb Shem Bayechai wrote a sefer called Tikkun Zer HaKadosh. Tikkun HaZoyer, the whole sefer is written on the word Bereshis. The whole sefer is written on one word, the word Bereshis. 70 ways to be able to be Mitzarf and to be able to be Megala, what the word Bereshis is. Different parts of the word Bereshis, taking them and rearranging the letters of just the word Bereshis. He's Megala deep, deep secrets in the word Bereshis. Why did Dafka do it in the word Bereshis? So Reb Nachman writes in Sichas Aram that really he could have done it on every word in the Torah. And he happened to have done it on the first word, but he could have done it on the word Bara, Nelikim, Es, Hashemayim, Esarts. He could have, Reb Shem Bayechai could have wrote a whole sefer like that, Tikkun Ezer. He could have written that in any word in the Torah. But why did he pick the word Bereshis? There's a lot of words in the Torah he could have picked. He picked the word Bereshis because Bereshis is the Maimar Sasim. Bereshis is the place before the nine Mamarim. Bereshis is the place in which things are hidden that he was able to reveal in the Bereshis, in the Maimar Sasim. He's able to reveal that there's a much deeper Torah taking place. He's able to dig underneath the surface in the place of Bereshis, which is Beis Bereshis, which is that second starting over that a person has to have after he fell apart the first time. Reb Shem Bayechai was able to be Megala in that Makim, the Giloy of the Maimar Sasim, the Giloy of the Sisriya Torah. That's what Reb Shem Bayechai comes to do. Reb Shem Bayechai came to the world, Sayin his Dar, and it continues even after the generations further and more, and we'll see in a second, this doesn't stop after Reb Shem Bayechai's Nifter, it continues even more. Reb Shem Bayechai's Megala, don't look at things on surface level. It looks like your life fell apart, Beruchnius. It looks like a person's holding all the way in the Shul Tachtis. It looks like a person's on the Shar Nun. It looks like a generation's on the Shar Nun. And it's Taka holding in that place of Torah was already forgotten. That we forgot. See the Torah Shachem Yisrael, we forgot it, which means that we lost the revelation. We lost that ability to be able to live in a way that we're clearly connected to Rabban Hashem. We fell apart. Everything fell apart. Everything's done. We're past the point of Yish already. And we look where everything's done. Shem Echai's Megala, yes. Yigabim mi Yayish in the way of Chitzenius. But if you recognize that there's something deeper, if you're able to close your eyes and able to dig underneath the surface, if you're able to understand that chas v'shalom, that Torah is going to be forgotten. Torah is only on the chitzonius. But if you can dig in that world of Sayyid, you're able to reveal the secret of Reb Shem Bayechai, the secret of Sayyid, the secret of Pnimiyus HaTorah, you recognize that Les Aser Panim Yinei. And that's what Reb Shem Bayechai's Megala. In the world of Pnimiyus HaTorah, he's Megala Les Aser Panim Yinei. That the whole world is Mamalik Kalam, Save Kalam, wherever you are, whatever matziv you find yourself in, the Rebbe Hashem is right there with you. Ima Neichi Bitzara, in the way of Pnimiyus, in the way of Sayyid, and is able to be Megala, the deep secret, Dafka in that place. And that's why everything revealed during those 13 years when he ran away from the Romans. It was a din. It was something that was terrible. It was something that everything fell apart. He'd been chased for his life. The Romans were chasing him. They wanted to kill him. Reb Shem Bayechai goes there. He puts himself in the ground and reveals the deepest secrets of Kabbalah over there. Because he's able to recognize that in that which looks like Astara, Shebetoich Astara, in the ultimate cave within the cave, in the place where everything's falling apart, everything's dark, all the lights are shut off. It's a door of the Ikvus of the Mashiach all the way in the bottom. Shem Bayechai's Megala from the dirt itself. You dig underneath the dirt, you can find the greatest fire. You can find that revelation of the Rabbanu Shlalom in the place of the Ikvus of the Mashiach. Reb Nassim's Megala that didn't stop once Reb Shem Bayechai was Nifter. Fakir. By a tzaddik, what a tzaddik wants to do b'chayim, what tzaddik did in his life, he's only able to do in a limited way. Because a tzaddik lives in the place of a guf, he lives in the olam hagashmi, and his challenges, his physical limitations that he has, spiritual limitations that he has, because he lives in this world. Once the tzaddik's nifter, then the tzaddik's able to do what he wanted to do in this world in a much greater way. At the Zohar HaKadosh, Reb Shem Bayechai was Megala, that tzaddikim and misasim is yatim b'chayim. At the Bavli's Megala, the tzaddikim and misasim is kriyim chayim, that a tzaddik, even after he's dead, is called alive. Reb Shem Bayechai is Megala, not just that he's called alive, yatame bechayi, even in a way greater than when he was alive. That he's able to do something greater when he's dead than when he's alive. Reb Shem Bayechai is Megala, and this is the Orav that comes out every year on Lag BaOmer. Every year, as it gets further and further and further into Golos, as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into the place of the Chayshech, of the Astara, Shabbatoich Astara, of the place of Akaimis Metanafis, of the Bate Avoy Dezara, in the place of Kvayd La'achalei Etain, Reb Shem Bayechai, as he rises levels and levels and levels in Shemayim, and every year in his Yortzeit, he goes up Madregas. He's able to shine down that light. Zera means a light. He's able to shine down that light to a further and further down place. And Mimela, our dar, 20, 30, 40 years ago, people weren't so connected to Reb Shimon. Yeah, there were always people going to Meron. It was always a concept. It wasn't special like it is now. But Fakert, as the generations go on, and the Dar Ikvas of the Mashiach gets further and further down into the Shar Nun, we need the light of Reb Shimon to be able to be Megala that even in the Malkam that we're in, even in the bottom of the Ekev, even in the darkest places, even a place where a person feels like he totally fell apart, even in the place where we're dealing with a Pagama Bris, which Reb Shimon Baichai revealed how terrible that world of Pagam is and how much it affects a person's Ruchnis, even in that Malkam, we're able to be Megala Rafal Pekin. Reb Shimon is there also. Even in the darkness, even in the Chayshach, even in the Astara, even in the Dar Ikvas of the Mashicha, the Rabban Hashem is right there also. And Mimela, as the generations go on, Shimon Baruch Hu rises higher and higher in Shemayim, and his ability to be able to shine down that light of Pnimius HaTorah, the light which reveals the light within the darkness, the light that reveals the light in a place that you wouldn't look for it, in a place that's hidden underneath the surface, becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, and is able to reveal that light, dafka to our Dar. Mimela, as the generations go on, we need Reb Shimon much more. Kedai Reb Shimon lismech la b'shas atchak. We need Reb Shimon. We need to be samech and Reb Shimon dafka b'shas atchak. Dafka in a makom where it's not revealed on an external level. We need Reb Shimon that much more as things go along. This is the side of why Reb Nachman's Megala, that there's a concept called a shir as well. There's a concept called a regular shir. Reb Nachman's Megala. Reb Nachman talks about something called a shir la'asad lovei. There's the regular shir. Reb Nachman writes this in Tikkat HaChacha, in the second chelik in Terech Ches. In Tinyana and Terech Ches, he writes that there's that one song, the song of creation. That's the regular song, the song that we live in. That, you know, the regular song of creation. The birds are chirping, the trees are here. There's a regular song that all of creation is singing a song. You open up a Perek Shira, and you see that every one of the creations, every one of the animals, is singing a song, to Rabban Hashem. Reb Nachman's Megala, that when the Pasuk says, Shiru lanu shir chadash, that la'asad lavu when Mashiach comes, we're going to sing a new song, that's the song of this geula, that's the song of this tshuva. Which means the regular song that all of creation is singing is the nine mamarim. It's the song of creation. Creation singing a song. If you look around the world, all of creation, you're able to reveal that all of creation singing a song. But then you get to the place where a person falls apart, where the world stops singing its song, where the animals and the trees and the birds, nothing singing anymore, where all of the song gets shut down, and that regular level of shira is not there anymore because a person's in the place of astara. And what happens when a person falls to the place of astara, it's difficult to sing. And the world stops singing, and the world, Saiba Ruchnis and Saiba Gashmi, stops singing the nigid of the shir to the Rabban Shalalam, of that world of Haidul Hashem, Kerub Shmai, Deba Amabel, say the world of Psuk of Zimra stops being alive for a person, and that world, the shir gets shut down. And the only thing to do in that makim, and the only thing that's going to be revealed, La'asid Lavai, is the nigin, which is higher than the nigin of Perek Shira. It's a nigin of Shira Lanu Shir Chadash. That the regular nigin is stopped already. The regular nigin may get shut down. Reb Nachman writes at Sichas Aran that a person should be margul himself to be constantly singing a nigin. A person should always have a nigin on his lips. It's very difficult to do that when a person's in a place of chayshach. You can't do that. And the world can't do that when the world's stuck in a place of chayshach. It doesn't work. You don't sing when a person doesn't feel good about himself. When a person doesn't feel good, Baruch Nisa Bagashmis, the song that a person would sing, it doesn't happen. When a person's walking around humming a nigin, that means things are going well. Reb Nachman's Megala Shirul under Shir Chadash is that song that you're able to sing after you stop singing the regular Nugunim. After all the songs have ceased, after the regular song of Perek Shir stops to be sung, then there's the Giloy of Bereshis Nami Maimruhu. There's the Giloy of Aye, the Giloy of Shirul under Shir Chadash, that song which is higher than the regular song. It's a Shir Chadash. It's a brand new song which is only able to be revealed in that place of Chayshach. That after everything in the Ilma Teva, everything in the Ilma Gashmi, everything in the Ilma Ruchni got shut down, all the song got shut down, then you're able to reveal Shir Lanu Shir Chadash, a song which is even higher than that song. We have a diary from Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman traveled to Eretz Yisrael. Nachman pushed very strongly to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wasn't able to get there. Reb Nachman got to Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to the north. He ended up going to the main part of Eretz Yisrael. He went to the north. He was in Tver, he was in Meron, he was in Tzfas, he was in those places. What happened is very fascinating. I just saw his mamash today. When Reb Nachman was in Meron, with a very fascinating account of what took place. He stayed a whole night in Meron. Very fascinating account of what took place in Meron. What happened in Meron? It says, Gam Sachru Chamayrim, but also call them Iris. They hired donkeys and they traveled around to all the different Ma'aris, all the different caves that were there. We came to Reb Shimon Baichai, to Rajbi, where Rajbi's buried. Nachman told the people that were with him, the young people that were with him, they should learn Zayra Kaddish, and they should daven. Umimenu le'rosh shem davar. And Reb Nachman himself didn't do anything. Reb Nachman himself didn't learn. Rakhay semech ad ma'id. He was very happy. So everybody's sitting there learning Zayra Kaddish. What does Reb Nachman do? Reb Nachman's very happy. Ubachol eis ba eitz ala isha yimoy v'amalei ashrecha. Ubalayla halach mecheda lecheda v'hizah isham le'im zayr. Reb Nachman's telling everybody, you have to learn Zayra. Learn Zayra. Ukiyetze b'hu ba'atzmai le'amar klum. He didn't say anything. He didn't learn any Azara. What he do? So we saw that he was Sameach. And then it adds, Raka Yahailach Umanagin
ba'atzmai. He went and he was singing and again himself. The whole night, while everybody's learning Zera Kaddish, Rav Nachman singing and again. Then they daven shachris after a few hours. What's the imik of it? So as Mama's thinking today, the imik of what Rav Nachman's doing is everybody learning with Zera Kaddish. Rav Nachman's megal another level. Like we mentioned, Rav Nachman is a hemshech of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Nachman's connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was megala one level. Of a chas v'shalom shetishtakach terem Yisrael. Rav Nachman's megala that even after the nigan of Rav Shimon stops, and even after the nigan of the Arizal and the nigan of the Baal Shem Tov stops, Rav Nachman comes along as megala another nigan. That in that place of the nigan, where the nigan of Rav Shimon is not there anymore, when everybody else is learning Zerah, Rav Nachman's megala that there's a nigan that's taking place also higher than Zerah Kaddish. Because as the generations go on, we need a light that's higher and higher. Right, the way we think of it is generally is that there's, you read the Sederis, right? That Lashem is Megala, right? The Lashem is Megala in his Sfarim. That there is a Yehuda Sederis, but when it comes to Torah, there's no Yehuda Sederis. And Torah is being mespashe more and more and more as the Sederis go on. In fact, you walk into any Sfarim store, the amount of Sfarim that we have compared to 5 years ago, compared to 100 years ago, is lahafla how many Sfarim there are. The Lashem is Megala, Pelet de Gazach. Lashem is Megala, it's in Biurim and Charit, in Chari Kudim, is Megala, that there's a chilek between Nigla and Nister. In the world of Nigla, the reboot of Torah happens in a way of Kamas, which means there's more and more and more Svarim. Because as we become less and less competent to be able to figure out what the Mishabur is saying, we have to have more and more Svarim, which are Pirushim and the Mishabur, and Pirushim and Pirushim and Pirushim. And it's just there's thousands and thousands of Svarim being Mefarish every Prat in Halach and every Prat in Nigla. That's a Memela, the Giloy of Torah. That's being revealed as the generations go on. There's more and more Torah being revealed, but it's only in Kamas, it's only in quantity. Zakta Leshem, when it comes to Pnimiyas HaTorah, it doesn't work that way. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's not more Torah being revealed, it's deeper Torah being revealed. It's an Echos, not in Kamas. A Peldik Leshem. It's an Echos, not in Kamas. As the generations go on, there's no Yehuda the Sederis when it comes to Pnimiyas HaTorah, Faker. As the generations go on and we get further and further in, the Torah that's revealed is a higher level Torah. Why? Everything we said, it's Pashat according to everything that we said. Because as the generations go on, and as the Astara becomes a deeper and deeper Astara, we go deeper into that cave, deeper into that place of the Cheshich, the only way to get out is we need a Shir Lanu Shir Chadash. The only way to get out is that we need a deeper light to be able to be revealed in the place of Astara Shabbatai Chastara, in the place where it's Kvoid El Achalei Etin, which 100 years ago, the Nishanis that people dealt with were no Sheikhs to the Nishanis that we deal with. And as the generations get lower and lower and lower, and are falling deeper into that Char Nun, and the Olam Aruchni around us looks like it's falling apart, we need Tzadikim, like Rav Shimon. And then you have a tzaddik like the Arizal, which reveals for his generation the Ar. And then you have the Baal Shem Tov. And then after the Baal Shem Tov comes Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman reveals the light, which is the light, the chiddush that he revealed. Again, this is the chiddush of Shir Lanu Shir Chadash, that even in the generation of the Ikvus and the Mashiach, even in the Ikiv, even in the bottom of the barrel, Rav Nachman is Megala Nigin. That even when there's no Zerah Kaddish, Rav Nachman didn't say any Zerah. Everybody else is saying Zerah. Rav Nachman says, Ami Megala Nigin. That's a higher Nigin than the Zerah Kaddish. The Nigin of the Shir La'asid Loving. That Nigin of Rashbi. The Nigin which you're able to sing, which is beyond the place of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Nigin that's on a level that's even higher than the world of Zerah Kaddish. And again, this is what the Leshem is telling us. As the generations go on, there's more and more Gidah. Rav Nachman writes this also in Chaim Aran. He writes that there were certain things that were said previous generations, and they're becoming more and more revealed as the generations go on. Why is their Pnimiyas HaTorah becoming more revealed? Why is Rav Shimon's Ar being shined more? The Baal Shem Tov's Ar, Rav Nachman's Ar, the Arizal's Ar, the Leshem's Ar. Why is this Ar of Pnimiyas HaTorah getting more and more revealed? And in a deeper way, not in more of a kamas, not in just in a way of quantity, but in a way of quality. It's getting revealed in a deeper way, because as the generations go lower and lower, we need that light of Rav Shimon. We need that light of the Tzaddikim like Rav Shimon and the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov and all the Tzaddikim. Harmagala this side, the side of Kilo Yisishakach Mepizare. That when it looks like it's when it looks like there's a Shicha, when it looks like in Chitzonius there's a Shicha, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Chas V'Shalom, Kilo Yisishakach Mepizare. In that makam, where it looks like everything fell apart, there's a Torah called Ayeh. Ayeh Mekayim Kavodeh. A person is able to reveal Bereishis Nami Maimaru. A person is able to reveal Sisrei Torah. And this is the Sheiches that every Yid has to Rav Shimon. Right? Very often people say, very nice, you're making a big Hilula, you're making a big Madura for Rav Shimon. I never learned Zaira, I don't learn Sheiches to Rav Shimon, I don't learn Pnimiyas HaTorah, I don't learn Kabbalah, I don't have a Sheiches to it. The emes is that it's mamash not true. Fakir, our door is more of a Sheiches Rav Shimon than the previous generations, and that 1,000 years ago we're the ones that have a Sheiches Rav Shimon. Kedai Rav Shimon lismechalav b'shasat chak. We are the shasat chak. Kedai these tzaddikim to be seimech on them b'shasat chak, because they reveal the Pnimiyas HaTorah. And Pnimiyas HaTorah, even if you're not learning the swarm of Pnimiyas HaTorah, Pnimiyas HaTorah is megale ain't shem yish ba'ilam klal. That in that makam where it looks like there's yish, and that makam where it looks like Torah is forgotten, ain't shem yish ba'ilam klal. Ki lo yish yishaklech mebizari. Chas v'shalom. Reb Shimcha is maftiach al yadoi, ki lo yish yishaklech mebizari. Because Pnimius HaTorah reveals that in the place where everything fell apart, all you have to do is call it ayim akayim kevoidoi, and the Rosh reveal himself right there. The Rosh is mamalik kalam, misev kalam, unless asar panim inay. The Rosh is right there, ima noichi b'tzara, in the matzev that a person's in. This is the oimik of what Nachman revealed. This is the oimik of why it's a hemshech, that everything that was revealed in the previous generations. This is, again, a little bit, it's a tamsis, a lot more to talk about. But this is the tamsis of really the kesher between Reb Shimon. It began with Moshe Rabbeinu, who revealed this after the Chet Egel. But after the Chet Egel, everything fell apart. And Moshe told him, "I'm destroying all of Klal Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mayim mechenin amesifrecha." You can't destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed the second set of luches, which is a deeper side than the first set of luches. Then it comes to Reb Shimon, where the world said, "Asid Tereshit Shachem Yisrael." The Chachamim said, "Karen B'Yavna." They came in and they said, "Tereshit is going to be forgotten." Reb Shimon said, "It's not going to be revealed." Then it came to the Arizal, which is again a much darker period in Klal Yisrael's life. After we already waited for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash for over a thousand years, it still hasn't come. The Arizal says, "Kilei Sheshakel Mibizari." Then it continues to the time of the Baal Shem Tev, after Tach V'Tap, after that Skola, after Klal Yisrael's falling apart, Ruchnis V'Gashmias, the Baal Shem Tev's Megala, "Kilei Sheshakel Mibizari." And then it continues to our door, Rav Nachman's Megala, and is a Hemshech of this end of "Kilei Sheshakel Mibizari." The Chas V'Shalom, Eftiach She'al Yodoi, Torah is not going to be forgotten. This is the Oimik of the Kesher that every Yid has, the Kesher between these two Tzaddikim, like we said. This kesher of Netzachti v'Netzeich, Rabbi Nachman says, it's going to be Menatzeich. This chiddush that comes from Rabbi Nachman, he says, chiddush kamoini me'ulam lahaisa, is this chiddush? The Torah is never going to be forgotten. That in the makam of the Shar Nun, you could reveal the Rabbanu Shem. We're just learning Torah Yud Beis, like we learned last man. We learned Torah Yud Beis in Tinyana. We learned Ayim Akon Kavoida, and we reveal that even the makamis and Tanafos, the Rabbanu Shem is there also. So Hashem Shalom, so she bezeicha. Makash yourself, like we said, Rabbi Nachman and Simcha, Hashem and Bayichai, which is Zalba Gematra. She bezeicha, makash yourself, and Mitzvah Shem, makash yourself today. Tzadikim in Machshava will bezeicha to actually get there. Was makamis will be open. Bezeicha to the Gula Asida.